Mark, have you missed any things during the pandemic?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like, I've been watching baseball games from like 20 years ago.
Well, sports is a big one for me because I'd love to see the fresh stuff.
Of course.
But I think probably a lot of people have missed getting out to see live performances.
Exactly. I know I've been itching to see maybe go to the movies, go see a concert or something. But Steve, there might be a solution for you.
Okay. I'll bite. What
so,
is that?
How do you feel about a drive-in performance?
Okay, so not a movie, but an actual show. I'm driving up to see an actual show.
Exactly. So the pandemic has forced a lot of entertainers to get creative, and two local women have adapted their show to be CDC compliant and also a lot of fun. They're called The Ladies, and their show is part improv, part theater, and part dance routines.
The Ladies are a pair of awkwardly zany moms who poke fun at life's daily rituals to create live, social, entertaining events in unexpected places.
So that was Leanne Schmidt, one of the ladies. I love the phrase awkwardly zany. That is a fantastic phrase. So her performance partner is Marlene Strang. And since the pandemic hit, they've been doing YouTube videos, but they were missing the connection with a live audience. Here's Strang.
I think a lot of our performance is fueled by the energy of our audience. And we love to experiment with this idea of, okay, if this person reacts in this way, what can I do to add to that idea or enhance that? Which is what we get really excited about in terms of the type of work we do. And so for this, we're like, well, we want everyone to be socially distant and safe and stay in their cars and windows up. Is there a way we can still feel that energy and connection to our audience?
So the idea they came up with was Ladies in the Headlights, a drive-in show where Schmidt and Strang perform to an audience in a parking lot. They encourage the audience to participate in the shows by beeping their horns or flashing their lights.
That sounds pretty unique.
Indeed. And they've added some pandemic flair to their jokes even. Here's Schmidt again.
So we've all seen during the pandemic people lining up outside of businesses to get in. We can all relate to remembering that panic to buy toilet paper, for example. I live across the street from Costco, so every morning around 6 or 7, everyone starts to line up in their lawn chairs. The ladies are doing just that. When our audience pulls up in their car, the ladies are in their lawn chairs 6 feet apart, waiting for this business to open, to get back in, to be a part of pre-pandemic life.
Mark, I do have one more question for you, though. So
yeah.
What if I want my milk duds or other concessions? Will I be accommodated?
Not to worry, Steve. Each show partners with a local business so you can get some takeout while you enjoy the performance. Red Vines and milk duds all around.
That sounds yummy. Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome. The ladies also have two performances this weekend, so you can go check them out.